This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frieda Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Penny Lim from Homa is a scale-up Malaysia core to investee company. Homa has a platform that sells building and home improvement products with a focus on sustainability. Homa to You is an overstock community platform for home and renovation, and they're a pioneering company in Malaysia that focuses on reduce, reuse, repurpose projects for overstock material. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Frieda.
Okay, so your focus is on overstock material, right? So when did this idea come about?
It was in one of the trips where I traveled to Norway with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that time I was like thinking how to actually transform my parents' company. So one of my friend actually called me saying that, you know, he got these over orders of products and he has to remove it immediately from the construction site. And it was also indirectly causing him financial problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where the idea just born.
Okay.
Norway.
Oh, it born in Norway. So when was this?
It was in early 2016.
Oh, okay. So right now, when I talk about suppliers, it is, where do you get your suppliers from?
Actually, when we started, we actually get it from the construction site. You know, because I have been in the industry long enough already, so I have a lot of contractors friends that they actually have a lot of all these over-ordered materials. Then 1 year later, we actually start collaborating with factories and also the, I would say, wholesalers and all the retailers as well.
Right. So your family's business is in construction or in, what was it traditionally?
My family business is actually doing trading. So we are like buying from the manufacturers and with that we will just supply back to the construction companies for the project in Malaysia.
Okay. Yep. So, okay. Now, would people then buy direct from the suppliers if they're looking for the latest designs? Do people have this impression if they buy from Homa, it's not the latest? What is the impression when people think of Homa?
I would say for tiles, right, in general, I would say it would still be in a fashionable way, but a lot of designs are like 10 years old or 15 years old and above.
Right.
So those materials that we are taking back are generally from those projects. So projects would usually use those more common design that people would actually accept.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say that buying from Homa is going to be the outdated design, but it's more towards those, I would say the unique type of the design from the project itself. So of course there are some new designs that came out, but doesn't mean that we will not have that because we also trade the brand new products besides the overstock.
I see. Okay. So you know, how much cheaper would you be then if I were to say, you know, if I went direct and got the latest stuff, like how much cheaper would you be by percentage?
In average, we are actually offering at least 20 to 80% discount from the retail price.
20 to 80.
Yes.
Okay, give me the 80. Okay, yeah. So you also have partners who want to list services or products with you, right? How do you check who you'll work with? And, you know, I take it, what, you receive a commission on sales or you from these partners, or your money is made with the end customer?
Actually, we are currently doing two methods. One is we do trading, meaning to say we go to construction site.
Yeah.
If we think that the material is really good and our suppliers, in a way, that they think that they wanted to cash out immediately, so we actually buy it and we sell it. So we're actually earning the, you know, the profit margin from the cut from the product.
Right.
And we are also currently offering a stock depot service, which is, for example, you have a lot of products but you do not want to chip sale it. You can actually use our platform to sell it. So we are actually earning a commission out of the every of the sales.
You know, when you first thought of this idea, right, and going to construction sites and all that, right, how receptive were people about this?
I consider myself very lucky because when I started this, I connect with all the people that I know.
Right.
All the contacts that I have built up for the past 14 years. So this is where I go in. And when I get the material itself, it's actually considered quite a tough job because we have no benchmarking, like what kind of things that we need to do. And for your information, tiles is really, really very heavy. And most importantly, those tiles are already no longer in the carton box. A lot of them are no longer in the carton box. So we have to figure out our ways of how to really recover all these things. About the acceptance would say is quite widely accepted is because when we started the time, right, we actually managed to sell like more than 1,000 pallets of overstocks.
Right.
So those overstocks are supplied by a mix of factories and also construction, right? So for the past 3 years, we managed to like repurpose more than 20 million worth of overstock inventories. The acceptance, I would say, is quite high in a way.
Right. 20 million what?
20 million worth of overstock inventories.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Now, do you also have physical outlets?
Our outlet is actually located in Klang, near to the Seri Alam. Mm-hmm. But we are also opening up another outlet in JB very soon in this coming July.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, because we believe that, let's say, example, if you are coming from other states or other parts of Klang, all right, you may want to travel, but due to all this MCO, right, we're actually going to launch our yellow box, which is the material concept using a second shipping container. So we're going to place all these materials, right, with our partners selling furniture, selling flooring materials, and hardware shop across Malaysia.
Right.
So in a way, we are bringing this concept closer to our customers at the moment.
Okay. Why Johor? Why JB?
Due to the demand from there, and we're also looking into the expansion to Singapore.
Right.
So we believe that Johor will be the first point that we should be looking at in the other parts of Malaysia.
Right. Okay. So you expect, you know, when everything opens, that, you know, Singapore will be very optimistic about this.
I would say yes, because from the website visitors, from the inquiries that are coming down right to us, right, there are a lot coming from like JB, Singapore, Melaka,
okay,
other parts of Malaysia as well. But because of the inquiries coming to us, right, we knew that this is the part that we have to go next.
Okay, so you can tell from the, you know, the from the amount of queries, it seems to be coming from down south, right? And I guess, like, okay, what about staff? How many staff do you have?
At the moment, we have 13, but this year we are... A lot of people say that, oh, MCO, right, you need to look into how you're hiring and all. But we are blessed to have until funding came in. So in order for us to really scale up, like, in a big way, so we are actually looking at 20 people this year.
Right. Okay. Okay. Before the pandemic, because I'm sure pandemic will give you different things as well. Before the pandemic, what were some of the unexpected challenges in the business?
As we started this business, the time we are actually on the traditional way. So when pandemic hits, right, especially during the first MCO, we couldn't really do a lot of stuff. Everyone had to stay at home, right? So there is no business activities that is taking place at the moment. So I was also blessed to be part of the DMT, Dr. Michael Teo Transformation Group. So we knew that being a traditional business is something that we shouldn't be looking at. So this year, we hope that we are doing the 4D transformation, which is the location, which is we are going down to JB already. And then we will expanding our product range. And also in the way that we are digitalizing our entire business, we go to digital, or I would say transformation.
Right, okay. And of course, I'm going to talk a little bit about consumer behavior, how that changed because of the pandemic. I'm here with Penny Lim from HOMA. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Penny Lim from HOMA, which is a Scale Up Malaysia Cohort 2 investing company. It is an overstock community platform for home and renovation. So obviously, the pandemic happened, right? What consumer behavior did you see because of the pandemic?
I would say a lot of people would say, oh, MCO actually hit the business very badly and all. But we are blessed to have 100% growth of revenue last year. Thanks to the MCO, a lot of people stay at home, right? So
yeah,
now my kitchen, I need to do a little bit of renovation. And I'm working from home. I got to make sure that, you know, my study room is in a way comfortable for me. Or I've been facing a lot of kids. I need to have a, you know, good time, mini time in the bathroom. So there are lots of makeover happening in all the past many, many months.
Right.
We, in fact, received a lot of inquiries from a consumer point of view that instead of selling tiles, right, do you think you can actually go into some DIY products like plant-based kind of thing where we can just easily access? Or do you have any other things like good furniture materials or sofa that I can actually shop with from your website and all?
Right.
So these are some of the very positive feedback that we are receiving from our customers.
Right.
So in a way that we are also expanding our production categories to not only tiles.
Okay. So, and then why did you decide to join Scale Up Malaysia?
Scale Up Malaysia, I was very blessed to be invited by Renuka, our Renu Mama.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was also part of the Crochet Group program.
Yeah.
So, Renu did mention to me, you know, Penny, being a sole founder, I know that you always face the problem in terms of, you know, scaling up business, you may have like management to decide on certain other strategy and you have to do transformation. You may not know how to actually do it. So I was being invited to Scale Malaysia because I wanted to have an external management team with the entire six of my adventure team.
Right.
So that is one of the reasons why I joined them.
Okay. So with Scale Up Malaysia, right, you're looking at investment as well. So you're willing to, I guess, give up some of your shares to investors?
Yeah. We are again very blessed that because during the cohort and during the acceleration, we were very much being picked by Quest Singapore because we actually run a similar model to Carousel. So we actually see the synergy besides the Scale Malaysia team. We are also being picked in a way that by Scale Up Singapore. So at the moment, we are working very closely with the entire Scale Malaysia and Quest Singapore team.
Right. Okay. And you know, so the other thing with Scale Up as well is that you have now got a co-founder.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Why did you decide to have a co-founder? And how do you know it's the right co-founder?
I know him about almost a year plus.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, during the entire acceleration, I do get a very strong message from my mentor and my coaches that being a sole founder, sometimes it's very difficult for us to move on.
Mm.
But, you know, it's a very risky move for a lot of investors. They look at it as one of the risk factors.
Mm.
So, I actually met my co-founder in one of the events
where
we certainly speak the same language.
Right.
Like, I've never met these people before, this guy before, but whenever I speak anything, right, he could just catch up on things that I want.
Right.
And most importantly, he's actually running his own company and he's like 10 times bigger than Moma.
Right.
So we believe that have him on board, especially in the management side, which is now big there,
right,
he will be able to pick up and bring the company forward.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have to think a lot about this though? You know, I mean, getting the right partner because it's like marriage, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, when I started this business, right, I actually do have a co-founder.
Mm.
But he decided to abandon us 6 months later because he got another business that he needed to take care of, which is his family business.
Right.
So before I take this co-founder, right, we actually go through like part-time like that, 3 months to make sure that he's the right person for us.
Right.
Before I actually get him on board.
Right. Okay, so and then you feel that what I wanted to find out is, I guess, finding the partner is this person will be able to take your business to the next level.
Yes.
Right.
Most importantly is we believe that the thing that we are doing is not only for part of the business growth and all. We both believe very much on the sustainability. He was running his own company for over 10 years already and his company is also into sustainability.
Right.
So we believe that with this vision and the same belief, right, it will actually make us go further.
Okay. So you talk about sustainability, right? And you feel that because it's sustainability because you're using overstock material or sustainability because of something else?
Of course, when we started this, we wanted to make this a CSR inclined business where, you know, all these overstock materials, if you don't actually recover it, it will just sit at the junkyard and rot.
Right.
This is actually a very toxic to the environment.
Right.
But moving forward, we know that to just contribute to the community, to the environmental, right,
it's
not the only thing that we can do. It's not the only thing that we can do, but we wanted to be the enabler to also contribute besides to the environment, also into the society.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, we wanted to drive these ESG elements in our business by empowering those B40 or those in poverty, those communities in the poverty forward.
Right.
So moving forward, we are actually launching a 1 million Earth Saver program
where
we will be using those. We actually collaborate with one of the community volunteers. They will go around and pick up those rubbish, plastic bottle, mud, straw, and all kind of plastic. We actually bring the whole that into pot. So moving forward, we actually wanted to introduce this planting a million trees program.
Right. Okay. Okay. You know, the other thing as well, right? I mean, just learning from you, having gone to coach and grow and all that, right? You know, what's the difference having run the business as a sole, you know, as a sole founder, and you know, and seeing you feel that you did you feel that you needed a co-founder? Did you, you know, I mean, I guess a lot, because a lot of businesses, they're like, you know, I just want to be the sole founder and I don't believe in partners. Because two different schools of thought, right? In your opinion, pros and cons?
I would say cons is definitely I lost a lot of freedom. A lot of things we need to discuss and we need to make sure that it's actually the best decision for a company. So pros would definitely be because I have a people and a lot of time I don't really have like very strong planning skill, and being a sole founder, sometimes you may need to focus on a lot of things, sometimes financially, sometimes marketing, sometimes operations, sometimes, you know, a lot of things that we need to run around.
Right.
So with the Coach and Grow program, definitely we put us into a formulation that, or I wouldn't say formulation, it's like a rule that you definitely need to follow. So for example, you need to submit your KPI in a monthly basis,
right,
and you want to invest in this money. So what would be the ROI? A lot of thinking, I would say thinking, especially for this. Having a co-founder meaning that I don't have to be proven, right? So I can actually get his mind and we will just throw ideas around and then we will come up with a good idea.
Right.
So I think this is a broad thing that I could really benefit from getting a co-founder.
Right. You know, but what's stopping you from just hiring someone good?
I believe that hiring may not be the right thing because I mentioned that I actually wanted a husband, not a boyfriend.
Okay.
So I wanted someone to really commit to the business and really move forward together, rather than, you know, we can hire someone that come in, but if they are not ready to the thing that we are doing, I mean, it's because of the pay, then one day they can just leave and go. So
right.
For this particular position that I'm looking for, it's actually really very high commitment with the business. Because I'm blessed to have him on board.
Right. Okay. So now, moving forward, so the scaling of your business is definitely a new, lifestyle store in Johor. How else are you going to scale beyond Malaysia? Singapore first.
Like I mentioned earlier, we're actually moving towards the Yellow Box, which is one of the new retail concepts that we are promoting at the moment. So this particular Yellow Box is a Malaysia first manless, I would say, a material box. Where we are going to connect all these interior designer, contractors, handymen, and so on. We name them under ProPlus. So this is the new thing that we are going to use to scale it, not only in Malaysia, but also in Singapore, and in the near future will be Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia. So with this yellow box, right, it's actually connect, just like you make an example that, you can just go online and see all kind of material. But because the material that we are promoting is sometimes very high basket size, people may still want to think that they want to go and see and touch first before they confirm. So they can actually just go back after they have checked from the online already, they can just go to the yellow box, check out the red material, touch and feel. If they are okay with it, they can just scan the QR code, make a purchase, and we will deliver the products into their doorstep.
Right.
So this is the new concept that we are actually promoting at the moment.
Right. So the pandemic has been good for you. Or what lessons have you learned? Huh?
Yes, in a way.
Yeah. Okay.
The biggest lesson that I've learned, I would say that be prepared yourself. Think positively. Of course, there are a lot of negativity happens around, you know, people is like complaining, the economy is bad, the people is bad, you know, companies, business is not going good and all. But I'm sure that for every reason, right, we take every reason for growth. What doesn't kill us make us stronger, like, I would say.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks, Penny. You sound like you're very busy off to your next meeting. I've been speaking to Penny Lim from HOMA. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.